Lesson 10. Text A. A beautiful dress. One day, Mrs. Jones went shopping. When her husband came home in the evening, she began to tell him about a beautiful cotton dress. "I saw it in a shop this morning," she said. And you want to buy it," said her husband. "How much does it cost?"
£40.
£40 for a cotton dress? That's too much. But every evening, when Mr. Jones came back from work, his wife continued to speak only about the dress, and at last, after a week, he said, "Oh, buy the dress. Here is the money." She was very happy. But the next evening, when Mr. Jones came home and asked, "Have you got the famous dress?" she said, "No." "Why not?" he said. "Well, it was still in the window of the shop after a week, so I thought, nobody else wants this dress, so I don't want it either."
Text B. Which bus shall I take? Jane Foster has just met Henry Taylor. Jane is on her way to the hospital to see her friend, Susan Green.
Where are you going, Jane?
I'm going to the hospital to see Susan Green.
I saw her yesterday. She was a little better.
Must I catch a number 7 bus to get there?
No, you needn't. A number 13 bus will also take you to the hospital.
Number 13 buses run much more frequently, don't they?
Yes. I caught a number 7 bus yesterday, and I had to wait for half an hour at the bus stop.
Thank you, Henry. I'll get a number 13.
But number 13 buses leave from the centre of town. You have to walk 2 miles to catch one.
7. Read the following passage once. Underline the key words while reading, and retell the story to your partner. Mrs. Jones was still cleaning the house when her husband came back from work. Her hair was not tidy. She had dust on her face, and she looked dirty and tired. Her husband looked at her and said, "Is this what I come home to see after a hard day's work?" Mrs. Jones' neighbour, Mrs. Smith, was there. When she heard Mr. Jones' words, she quickly said goodbye and ran back to her house. Then she washed, brushed, and combed her hair carefully, put on her best dress and her prettiest stockings, painted her face, and waited for her husband to come home. When he arrived, he was hot and tired. He walked slowly into the house, saw his wife, and stopped. Then he shouted angrily, "And where are you going this evening?"